Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio today. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to that infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul, about how to unleash that big potential and create the life you truly want. And today we have an amazing guest, Eric Altman, and he's going to talk about awakening through heart field healing. And I would say, you know, stay put, because listening will bring you healing instantly. And Eric will explain. Yeah, he's going to explain so much, I don't even want to go in there. Let me talk a little bit about Eric, who he is. He is an international energy healing. He's the founder of Living Peace International. And according to Eric, the biggest myth of all time is that your spiritual evolution is difficult. Eric is here to demonstrate you that you can instantly ignite and live in the truth of who you are. And I want to say, Eric, I also see that you've been on so many shows and television shows, even The New Reality, The Law of Attraction, Your Soul Journey, Gaia Dialogue, Talking Alternative, New Visions for Peace. And as I read, in the last 20 years, you have given so many hours of private sessions, over 4,500, I think, and your spiritual guidance has reached over 4.3 million adults and children globally through your distant healing. And what I, you know, absolutely want to mention too is that it's so admirable that in your spare time, you even have time to roam around Portland, providing blankets and unconditional love to people living on the street. Welcome, Eric.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be on your show today. I appreciate your invitation.
That is absolutely wonderful. Eric, I ask all my guests as the first question, like, you know, we all have a soul's path that's calling us forever. And at some point, we open that door and things start to shift and change. Has there been like a significant moment in your life when that happened?
I would say like at the age of 9, I noticed significantly kind of through that period, like 9 and 10 years old, how my interactions with people were, I was just became more aware of them as far as connecting with them. I could start feeling that it was specifically in my heart area, and then I want to learn more and more and more, and so I would read and try to connect with people, etc. So eventually, like, I just started not talking much, and I started listening. Actually, it wasn't through my brain, but through my heart, and so I was eventually taken to psychiatrist.
What were people thinking, you know?
My parents couldn't understand why I was so quiet all the time. But I was listening to everyone when they would speak, but I would listen for quite some time afterwards too, and I could understand what was happening, like, with them as kind of a whole being. And so that was the turning point then. And then when my father died. I was 16. He died when he was quite young. And then in my brain, something else happened. Like it was like everything started to like just expand within a couple of days after his death. And from then on, it was just a progressive process in my experience.
Mm. And the people around you, Eric, did they notice you were different?
Absolutely. It wasn't always good, but they noticed it. Just because I think I didn't give in to, like, you know, ideas that other people had about me or about healing in itself when I would speak about that. And often I would speak of what I call emotional intelligence. And so it was a little kind of off mainstream for sure at that time. And so, yeah, I had a rough time kind of being with other people for a while until I learned to integrate that fully into myself.
Yeah, I can, you know, I just start to picture you in school. I mean, I have 5 children and, you know, all different ages, and they go through, you know, all the different stadia of the school, you know, middle school, high school. And yeah, they're definitely, you know, I can understand where there can be struggle if you're different.
Yeah, so I'd say like that to, you know, encourage other people today that just to really, you know, whatever you come up against, it's very important to really listen to your heart, like not your brain, not all the activity going on, the stories, etc. But I think that just an easy practice is actually just kind of put your attention down towards your heart right away, or where you might feel like you're in a jam, or, you know, kind of stressful, etc. In an interaction or just in life, period. Like oftentimes, I just teach people just touch their heart, keep their hand there until something will start to release itself, some higher intelligence.
Eric, and especially in this time, you know, you like the topic today is awakening through heart field healing. What would you say do we want to awaken in this, you know, stressful time?
Oh, the same is kind of to where you elicit, you know, the answers from your own intuition, your own inner guidance that is in your heart. And oftentimes, again, if push comes to shove, so to speak, that, you know, oftentimes people will go right to our brain because we're used to that. We're used to figuring out things intellectually. But I think if we get in the habit of just going to our heart first, and then our innate wisdom is already there, so we just access that immediately. I mean, it happens organically. There's nothing we have to do. It's just put our attention there. It slows our system down, and then it'll start to reveal maybe what to do in any given situation. And I think that starts just dropping, clearing the brain, you know, so that we have space, and that eventually, like, just leads to more kind of, you know, spaciousness and awakening in our own self, our own being.
Do you think it will make us more calm in this time?
100%. I would say, like, most of the people I work with are dealing with just that. As you know, probably, as you're quite aware of that, I'm sure. And so instead of taking medication or things like that, I've had many, many people get off medication just with that practice alone, just like stopping, give themselves a break and just even touch their heart and just until they kind of smooth things out in their brain. And then,
Eric, can you, like, you know, I can understand probably people are listening, and I know, I don't know how many people are in their cars, but I think they can still do it. To drop into your heart, it's like you put your hand on your heart and then you breathe into your heart, or how?
Yeah. What I teach is just, you know, just in that, just to put your hand on your heart. But if you're driving, all you have to do, if you just put your attention, just kind of drop your shoulders. People's shoulders, almost 99% of the time, they're held up, but with tension. So if they drop their shoulders first, and that would be a cue for them just to kind of, just to breathe. I just notice their breath going in and out of their heart. If they can imagine it kind of, you know, almost light coming in and going out, and just circulating that light in their heart.
That's beautiful. We are heading to a break time, but all of us, we can already practice this in break time to just breathe in and out and, you know, focus on your heart. We have a beautiful topic today, Awakening Through Heartfelt Healing, from Eric Altman. And stay tuned with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern. Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick 4 kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive 1 kit free.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have an amazing guest, Eric Altman, talking about the importance of awakening through heartfelt healing. Eric, before we go any further, how can the people listening connect with you?
Right now, if they if someone just said in their mind, my intention is to connect with the energy of Eric Altman, and that'll happen instantaneously.
And what is your website, Eric?
EricAltman.com.
That's easy. You know, sometimes people have these long websites or double websites, and it's just, this is easy.
I did that on purpose,
if you want to connect, EricAltman.com. Eric, I was talking in a break a little bit about the way you perform healings and what kind of healings. Can you talk a little bit about your work?
In the sense, in my healings that I do with people, one-on-one, I have office space in where I live in Portland, Oregon, and so I'll work about 8 hours to 12 hours a day in the office of one-on-one, and then the rest is all distant healing. what I used to do is pinpoint if someone came in and they had a certain type of maybe cancer, or they had some a heart disease, or whatever it was. I would pinpoint that area, and then probably over the last 10 years, I start working on their kind of emotional being and their heart mainly. And so what I started to find that the healing itself would start happening much quicker, for one, and then also the benefit of that, the person's kind of emotional system was expanding, and so that would keep them calm after the healing. And so they would kind of shift their perception of probably, I would say, like 99% of the time, what was the creating the illness in the beginning, you know, mm-hmm. through their mind. And so it started to alleviate that. So the reoccurring things that I had before, they went way down to I don't know, less than 10% than people coming back with something similar or just some other kind of reoccurring thing in their system.
Mm. And how many sessions do people usually, you know, receive from you?
I would say really the main factor there is someone's willingness to, like, you know, if they're really open to receiving, that's the key, at least in my experience, if someone's really, they're kind of ready and willing to, like, look at themselves. And so it can be very fast, like it can be 2 or 3 sessions or it can be 10, you know, it's really up to the person. I'm not doing anything different. And so, yeah, it's really that kind of self-responsibility that I teach a lot about and satsangs that I hold.
What do you mean with responsibility, Eric?
For me, it's the taking, you know, no matter what happens in my life, that I'm responsible for that, mm-hmm. like 100%. And what I've gained from that, I would say, through my life experience, and it's no different for anyone else, I'm sure, is that, activity, I would say, my brain, for one, and just my life is it's pretty relaxed all the time. And it's just because I'm not worrying about kind of, you know, who to blame for something that comes up in my life. So it's very comforting to me, just to, when something comes up, I know that I can deal with it, and then it's my responsibility to take my life, you know, take my life and work with it. You know, it's not to put the attention on someone else in those cases at all. So that's where I see sickness happening as well.
So you don't go into worrying mode.
The worry doesn't happen. If I worry, typically that would be if I start to, like, go out of myself towards someone else, imagining that they created this thing that's happening to me. You know, if I'm angry or sad or mad or etc.
So you say I've created it myself, but I can also handle what comes to me.
Absolutely. It's you know, I generated it for some reason, and so then I want to look at that for the same reason, to see, like, what is it in me? You know, do I need to slow down? Do I need, you know, to maybe look at things, take a look at something more truthfully than I am, and kind of just really investigate, you know, what's happening to me right at that moment, and or something happened right prior to some kind of maybe an intense conversation, et cetera, with a, you know, friend, family, et cetera.
Mm. What is your, you know, do you have, like, I saw this movie the other day and I really liked it. There, they had this statement about, in the end, everything's going to be okay. And if it's not okay, then it's not the end yet. And, you know,
I think so true.
So can you expand on that a bit?
Because sure. I think that we have such an amazing opportunity, like, every day, it's not a long, arduous process, or it doesn't have to be unless we make it that way. You know, if we decide to take responsibility for everything in our lives, that it can be a very short road. And so it doesn't, like, just what you were alluding to is that, then it's done. It's like that. We've come, then we we have gotten the lessons that we've come here to get. You know, so if I give my lesson away to you because I'm mad at you, and so
yeah,
I have to come back again and figure that out.
Right.
And I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, you don't. Eric, and you say, I mean, this intrigues me. The biggest myth of all is that spiritual evolution is difficult. But I can tell you, you know, sometimes I go through times that I'm like, man, you know, it's pretty tough in this landscape I'm walking, you know. It's like, yeah. So what, you know, you say it's a myth.
Yeah, I think it's true. I mean, I think it's pretty rough, especially in our environments today. I think there's, you know, obviously as we're all aware of, everything's speeding up and more intense. And I think that to me creates the most kind of premium opportunity for all of us to either kind of get caught in this the muck. You know, so that's an obvious road to take, but maybe just to slow down and look at really what is happening, like what is happening just for you, you know, for me, for I would just point to myself in that, so I'm not speaking for someone else, but I just look at myself, what am I doing, how am I responding to all this stimuli around me, and it's kind of fascinating to look at it from that perspective. Then it becomes kind of it's more interesting than creating an intensity in my system.
Yeah, it is a lot of intensity in everybody's system at this day and age. I think there's more anxiety than ever, insomnia, all of it, and you know, I can feel it too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's through the heart. I think that if you interpreting things that way, you see kind of a bigger picture. And for me, I don't think it's not laughing at people ever, but I laugh quite a bit because it's like I'm having fun. It's fun to watch. It's like we're in this big show, and then
yeah.
And so we're kind of in the grand finale, and so I want to have fun and enjoy it.
How do you deal with it? I mean, you don't, it's so great. You don't have the stress or anxiety or any of that. But, you know, to help others, what is the remedy, you would say, when there's stress or anxiety?
I would just look at that. Is it worth your life? Is it worth, I would really put high stakes on that. Is it worth my life to get so upset over this situation, whatever that could be? And this, if someone could just slow down and look at that truthfully and be truthful to themselves, it's a habit. So because it's such life giving, it's such a life giving force, it grows on itself very rapidly. So it's really the choice to live actually and allow ourselves to be free. It's not about working on anything. It's about deciding, making a decision to either live or let our surroundings guide us. And we don't want to do that. It's not, you know, we come here to live our life, not to have, you know, everyone else tell us what to do and live our life.
Yeah, we go off, right? We go off from our truth.
We just lose our true soul. I mean, we lose our soul, or it shatters, it splits in pieces because, you know, we're giving that away to, you know, these circumstances and people around us all the time.
Yeah. How do we get in tune with our soul, Eric?
I would say, again, through the heart. It's really, you know, when we start to get right, you know, kind of rise out of our body, or we can't breathe, or we're breathing heavy or something like that, or feel anxiety. There's this one, I would just say make it easy. There's one place to go. It's just to put our attention in our body, make sure we're in our body, in our heart, and not to abandon ourselves in any way whatsoever. Yeah, so critical and so compassionate to ourselves, and very loving to everyone around us as well. And very contagious. We shift internally, then the world looks completely different to us, as you know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just even slight shifts, we'll notice people start treating us different, and it's quite fun. It's great. I love it, actually.
Yeah, I love listening to you.
I'm happy, you know, and relax. And so what happens is like people will treat me completely different who don't know me at all. And my friends or my family would say that growing up, you know, like, you know, people treat you differently or you think you're special. I said, no, I don't. But I just don't get caught up in things. I see through something if someone's mad at me. And so I don't take it personally. And I think that's a key too.
Eric, we have to go to break time. Everybody, we're listening to Eric Altman. We're talking about awakening through heart field healing. And we're going to be right back after the break.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't.
For your cookers is back only at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is the only dealership that will give you a guaranteed amount for your trade. Registered or unregistered, any model, make, or year, it doesn't matter. Push, pull, tow, or fly it to Central. There will be no additional markups.
Guaranteed.
Payments start at $129 per month on a new Ford Focus, $129 per month on a new Mazda 3, $129 per month on a new Hyundai Elantra, or an amazing $129 per month on a brand new Volkswagen Jetta. Central has America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central has over 600 vehicles to choose from, with hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Central services all makes and models. Open 7 days. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
Trade value guaranteed minimum $2,000.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
McQuaid's Ace Hardware in the Mill Pond Plaza welcomes fall with these great specials. Your choice of a ventilated or Gorilla Rack steel shelving unit for only $34.95. A DeWalt cordless screwdriver and impact driver combo kit for just $149.99. Silicone kitchen and bath caulk for only $3.99. And a 32-gallon wheel trash can for a low $11.99. McQuaid's Ace Hardware in the Mill Pond Plaza, Westerly.
Hello again, Peter Keast here from Michael Kia in Groton. Let's have a quick discussion about low payments. Seems like everyone is advertising low payments on cars, furniture, all sorts of things. And low payments are supposed to make cars look affordable. But you know what? Sometimes low payments now could mean real trouble for you later. Most low payment leases, for example, are for very low mileage use. Bringing back a car with more miles on it than your lease allows for can be very expensive later. The same applies to financing. Taking a low payment for many years has one advantage, a low payment today, but long-term financing has two distinct disadvantages, higher finance charges and no equity for a long, long time. At Michael Kia, we get the attractive nature of low payment options, but before you sign on the dotted line, you'll know how it could affect the cost of your entire ownership experience. Michael Kia, the intelligent Kia dealer. We're on Route 12 in Groton and online at michaelkiaofgroton.com.
Due to tremendous success, MJ Sullivan has continued his total confidence pricing program for this month, and now it gets even better. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan. Only at MJ Sullivan's can you get total confidence pricing on all 2012s and now 2013 Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick models. That's right, all the vehicles will have special pricing this month. You can save up to $8,300 or get rates as low as 0% for 72 months on all models. Save up to $8,300 or get rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Just listen, a 2013 Chevy Cruze, $18,595 or lease for $179 a month for only 24 months. The all-new 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco for $24,995 or lease for $199 a month for only 24 months. How about a 2012 Silverado with automatic transmission and LS package for only $19,995? Don't forget, this month we also have confidence pricing on all Cadillacs and Buick models. So take advantage of the total confidence pricing at the GM leader, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London or at MJSullivanAuto.com.
Lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side.
everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have our special guest, Eric Altman, talking about awakening through heartfelt healing. Before we go further, I want to mention I'm starting a 5-week teleseries. It's about finding your soul purpose, living your biggest potential. It starts October 18th, and it's a beautiful program. I've guided so many people through it one-on-one. I'm offering this now in a group, so it's for 5 weeks. You can find more about it at yoursoulguidance.com/purpose. So if you go to yoursoulguidance.com/purpose, it shows you what the program is all about, how you can find that beautiful blueprint of your soul and really unleash that potential you have inside of you. Eric, before we go further, can you mention your website one more time?
It's Eric, E-R-I-C, Altman, A-L-T-M-A-N, .com.
And Eric, you had like a free gift that people can, you know, either listen to or download. Was that on your website?
Well, as I'm thinking, I don't know, you and I didn't talk about this, but I would like to give like a gift to your listeners too. Or maybe I could just do like a free distant healing for whoever wants to, if they kind of, they could sign up through your site or something like that, you know?
Yeah. If people can go, I announced a show on my Facebook page and I said, you know, just listen in, because listening through the show, you know, you'll receive healing from Eric. His presence already. But if you go to my Facebook, you look up Saskia Roel, and you can just write on my wall, distant healing with Eric, then I can, you know, guide you to to you, probably.
Otherwise I can just go to my website.
Better to go through your website, Eric Altman. But can they sign up somewhere, Eric?
Yeah, through the website, and it'll say right on there. It has like different events that I hold. Say I'm in different, I work in different countries all the time, and then different places in the U.S. And so it has the calendar and that sort of thing.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, guys, you go to ericaltman.com. Eric, you know, as we're talking, you have this attitude, like, you know, you're happy, you don't go into worry mode. How can we, you know, switch like that? How can we move from, you know, being where we are to getting more in the state that you're in, this blissful state all the time?
The question I'd ask is like, how can't we be in this state? I would reverse that.
Yeah.
It's like how come someone can't be where they're more joyful or I don't know, that which creates relaxation, etc. You know, it just builds on itself. And so that's what I'm always questioning, like, in just even in like personal sessions and that sort of thing. And in that, when people, they just start to get in the habit of that, to stop for a moment just to see what's controlling their life. And 99% of the time, it's not them. You know, that is something outside them. It's other people, ideas, etc. And that's what I'm saying, just to kind of have zero tolerance for that. You know, that is, we know we're going to get sick. We know we're not going to have what we want in our life. And you know, it's our natural, it's our inherent gift through God, you know, to be here, to be happy, to enjoy, you know, all the gifts on the planet that we live on. And yeah, enjoy each other.
Yeah. Eric, you were saying that you sleep so little.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Maybe 3 hours a night, somewhere in that range. Yeah. Go to bed very late. but it's not, I mean, no one's forcing me to stay up. I'll sleep, you know, when I'm, after I pass away.
that makes sense. Eric, you walk around in the streets. I mean, I want to touch upon that. In Portland, what are you doing?
Usually I'm just, I meet, you know, there's lots of areas like in any other city where there's a lot of homeless people and you know, they don't have money for food or shelter or things like that. So Yeah, I just try to connect with, I don't try to, I do connect with lots of people in the city, like in different parts where, yeah, people are just in, you know, they're just down and out and sleeping out on the road and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I try to help as many people as possible. So I have just started a foundation, Living Peace International, to bring more awareness to that. So we've already started raising money, and that's starting to happen quite fast, actually. And so that's just a kind of a separate project that I just started about 4 months ago, actually.
That's beautiful. Yeah. To switch to a little bit, it's the same topic, but, you know, that direction. What about the law of attraction, Eric?
Oh, gosh. I love that. But I think we touched on it a little bit. So if you're, like, in your heart, if you're or just, you know, you're experiencing allowing yourself to experience yourself naturally, it's just, which is just love, and what comes out, what emanates from you, you just keep, you attract that in any situation, or I do, or anyone does. It's not just for a select few people, it's for all of us here. And the simplicity of that really is just noticing, yeah, if we're upset inside, we're going to attract that kind of same resonance in people around us. And or it could be, you know, it could be money, it could be you know, a home we want, or any of that sort of thing. It's just it when we're open and not contracted through like anger or emotions caught up in our emotions, etc. Yeah, it's hard to like it's hard to have anything come into our lives that is interesting to us or that we want to have, etc. Yeah, it's such a simple thing that I think we step right over it every day, every moment.
So it's more, you know, about the law of vibration or the law of resonance, actually.
Absolutely. I would say, to me, it feels like, that's just my opinion, but it's really like one and the same. You know, so some, like I was saying earlier, like I know going to different places where people are down and out, and people will come and ask me questions or for no reason, but they do. There's a vibration they feel I can tell. I can feel my heart is hot usually around my chest. And so people just come to that because they know it's them. And so they know they're just coming to themselves. It's not, I don't take it personally at all. I just recognize they're feeling something. And so they come to their natural state.
Mm. Eric, yeah, talking about the law of resonance, I mean, I posted on my Facebook and I said to people, come listen to the show because you'll receive distant energy healing from Eric as you listen. Can you explain how that works or why that, yeah, that is,
yeah.
So?
Mm. Because like in my system is open, say, you know, you could say like just my chakra system is kind of is pretty it's pretty wide open all the time. And so in that, like I already said, intention, even when we talk, is kind of going out, or the intention's already like flowing. And so that just happens just because it's happened natural to me. If I do a healing, then I'll take more time and maybe put a little more intention on a place or a person or that sort of thing. But pretty soon everyone has the same ability. It's just when I don't feel defended or anything, I'm not putting out any blocks. So there's just a flow of energy that's coming out of me just continually. And so that's from what I get feedback from people is they just notice that when you know, I teach classes and that sort of thing, or like I said, satsangs, and people notice that just right when we start, you know, they can feel the energy moving in the room.
Mm. Go on.
But it has no limit too, which is really fun. When I started to learn that in my teens, it was like I had people, friends of mine, and then cousins who lived in Hawaii, and I lived here in Portland. And I could connect with them in a second or 2 seconds, and so that started me off on a whole different path. it was so much fun. Yeah,
it is so much fun. We are heading for a break, so all of us, you know, stay tuned, stay listening to Eric Altman talking about awakening through heart field healing and the power of that. This is Saskia. We'll be right back after the break.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with our special guest, Eric Altman. We're talking about awakening through heart field healing. If you want to connect with Eric, you can go to his website, ericaltman.com. That website is ericaltman.com, and it's a beautiful website. You can, you know, sign up for a free distance healing. So go to ericaltman.com. Eric, to talk more about awakening through heart field healing, what would be good practices for people, like daily, you know, spiritual practical practices or rituals? Like you would say, well, every day I would do this and this and this, which would be really beneficial.
Sure. The first thing that comes to mind is what was very easy for me was to, I start to look, say you and I were talking, and as I can see your picture, you know, right now, and so all I look for in you is light all the time. And so I started to do that, and then so that became true. So it was very simple. It was a very simple process. I didn't go about it looking for some type of practice, but that's what showed up. It started coming to me. So when people would talk to me, that my focus was on their light inside of them. So I could actually hear them better, for one, and then my reactions went down to like zero. It was very, 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 it was just very simplified, instead of having to like, you know, I do meditate every day, and that's just more for my own, like just to keep my body healthy and that sort of thing. I think that's good for anyone. And so, but typically it's very simple, and it's something that just keeps growing. And then it creates that law of attraction as well. It's because then what, you know, I'm getting reflected back, you know, from you or anyone else, then, you know, what I'm seeing in you. And it's very beautiful. Yeah.
So you look at the person and you only see light.
I just see light. I start, you know, I would say like anything, any kind of practice, just keep faking it until it starts happening, you know.
And then do you see like in different people, like this person, you know, it sounds odd to say that, has more light or less light, or the light is a little bit blocked, so whatever.
Since I started to do that, you know, quite some time ago, what started happening was then I could see some like differentiation, lighter spots or like a dark spot or something like that, because I wasn't naturally kind of, I'm more kinesthetic where I can feel things all around, but it wasn't clairvoyant that way. And so actually that started to develop my clairvoyance right away. Not right away, probably in a couple of months it started to refine that really and bring it in really quick. And so then I could see what you're talking about, like heaviness or like, you know, brown spots around different parts of the body, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you heal, how do you do it?
So I'm healing. So just going heart to heart kind of, then just letting the intelligence of the energy kind of work its way to the spot that it needs to. If I think I'm, you know, wiser than, or the source that comes through me.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong business.
You can only be in the franchise business here with God, right? With source.
Yeah.
Eric, what is your take on death?
It's just like when it comes up, it's I think everything's precise where we live here. Like everything's every moment is perfect, and we do even when we change our mind, you know, suddenly or whatever it is, it's just the very most perfect thing that's supposed to happen. And so I think just when the same with death, when that occurs. I saw that when my father passed away, when he was very young, and he looked very young, and I was young at the time when I spoke about earlier. And then I could see, you know, it took me a while, like a year or so, to really see the perfection of all that too. And then not only just that was just a trigger, but then I could see that around me when different things would happen, bad, good, or indifferent, they were just happening at the right time.
Yeah, so you so death, you see it from the spiritual perspective, like it happens at the right time, and
exactly. Yeah, when it's like maybe I'm not kind of ready to, like, you know, explore my life or take advantage of all these gifts that we all have. And so maybe I'm not ready, and so maybe, you know, it's time for me to go somewhere else for a while.
Yeah, but if a loved one dies, how are you? What state are you in, or what do you, you know, where do you go?
Absolutely. Yeah, just, you know, of you know, I feel the same probably as anyone does. I think what's different, perhaps, is just to see the wholeness of all of that, yeah. and to let yourself. For me, like, just allow whatever comes through. That never goes away. I think that, you know, I had these different awakenings. The biggest one, I was like, it fully, like, awakened when I was 25. And people would ask after that, you know, do I have those feelings, what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, absolutely. It's just that we're in the human body and human mind. And so it's just natural. And it would just be if someone said they didn't, then they're not telling the truth.
Yeah, I've interviewed, for example, Anita Morjani about, you know, the near-death experience, and where she describes it as such a beautiful place where you go to, and you know.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I've had experiences, or a couple experiences like that, unfortunately.
You did?
I had a bad accident. I was in a about 5, 7, 8 years ago, I guess that was. And then I was supposed to die. I had all these clots in my body and everything. And I faded kind of underneath the veil, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit like the state I'm in right now, but better.
But better, yeah. So what made you come back?
Well, I didn't make a choice either way. It just, like, I just left that kind of surrender. I feel like I'm doing that every day, you know, so a situation, and I just surrender that to God, you know, and turn that over. It's not my business, really. And there was something definitely on the fence there. And so, I was supposed to come back to I guess teach and do the things that I do, keep doing that. And so,
but you have the big faith, you leave over to God or the source or universe, or you,
yes, yeah, a million
you
percent.
Call it, Eric, you call God, you call it God.
I'll call it anything. I just know.
Yeah, there's something there.
Yeah, I don't have it. Yeah, I you know, I would go to church with someone. I go to, I don't know, I just anything. Like, I went to the Dalai Lama's, like, 75th birthday a few years ago. I was invited there, and he was the same as one. We were talking about the same thing, kind of reactions and death, and on this, what you and I just talked about, you know. And I asked him about his reactions to things too. It was a similar kind of quality. Yeah,
that's beautiful, right? You come together through the heart wisdom.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, we just meet. We, you know, just met right away in that case. But that happens. It happens every. Like I said, it's in all of us. And so this, to me, that's kind of, it fits into the law of attraction a lot. Where, yeah, whatever you're resonating, that kind of, that's what you're pulling into your life. So I can always tell if something kind of is off with me by just watching what my experience is bringing in.
Isn't that interesting?
I always watch that. Yeah, I can tell who shows up. So this part of me, I need to check that out a little bit today. You know, whatever shows up in my life, I really pay close attention.
Gosh, it's been such a beautiful conversation. And is there one last word? I mean, we have like 2 seconds, I think.
Yeah, I would say be kind. Be very kind to yourself during this time, and treat yourself and love yourself and whatever that means for you. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing that we could do. Just be soft and gentle with ourselves.
Mm. Thank you so much, Eric, for your time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, very much a pleasure to be here on your show.
Thank everybody for listening in, and you know, take heart, all the words that Eric has taught us. Next week, we're going to be back on Your Soul Guidance on Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, for another great show. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and we talk next week.
You've
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.